ก็ตัดต่อมลงสต้องจัว SBS Radio มงโปรแกรมลงตามได้ sbs.com/mong Here's SBS Radio Mong program and welcome Zana Dryden.
Hi Vince.
Welcome Zana Dryden from Far North Queensland. She is the person who is responsible for comedy TV series involving Hmong community members. And I heard that you found the person.
I did. So I did put a call out to give you some context. So I've been writing a comedy up here in North Queensland. I grew up in Innisfail.
Okay.
Just an hour south of here in from Cairns. And through my story telling, we were really looking at trying to bring into diversity into the storytelling. And being from Innisfail and there being such a huge community, of Hmong in the area, I felt that because the story is based in North Queensland, that my main character should be Hmong.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started kind of looking into it, I realised that there was virtually no representation on screen, and actually being able to find a Hmong actor was virtually impossible. So I did put a call out to a lady that I went to school with,
mm-hmm.
who was Hmong from Innisfail, and she thought it was fantastic. She said, a lot of kids, Hmong kids, they don't do that sort of thing. And I'm like, well, yeah, everyone should have the opportunity to do that and see themselves represented on screen. So we started going through the process of then just putting the feelers out to the Hmong community and seeing who came back. And it was a little quiet at first, but then eventually a few people reached out, which was awesome, and managed to get in contact with a Hmong man named Roger in Sydney. And he went and caught up with a photographer, an associate of mine, and we did a photo shoot with him. So we could insert him into this concept, so this pitch document that supports the pilot script, the pilot episode that I've written, and that story arc of this Hmong man, which I think is quite beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, having that root.
Wonderful. You choose Hmong man as the main character. So what is his role in this comedy series?
So he is living in Sydney. He is a very talented software engineer,
mm-hmm.
Of a cryptocurrency fintech. And he goes on paternity leave. So he's into his second week of paternity leave. His wife is pregnant. And then he is accused of fraud. And as it turns out, it is his business partner who has set him up for this fraud. And he knows it, but he's been locked out of the company. He can't get into the company at all. They've got no money to their name. And then he's like, I need to go home. So he retreats back to North Queensland with his pregnant spouse and figures he's just going to lay low here and hopefully things will just blow over. He's a bit naive. He's hoping that his business associate will kind of, come to his senses and let him in and let him work out what's happened. So I think he'll come home to North Queensland and people will accept him here and everything will be okay. Unfortunately, that's not the case. And he's a very proud man and he's like, no, I will go and get a job and I'll support my family and things will settle down. And unfortunately, he can't. It's not as easy as just going and getting a job because everyone thinks that he, has done this fraud and
yes.
It's worldwide news. But he eventually does score this job with a company called Chester's, which is a an online bookstore that specializes in religious texts. And he can't believe his luck. He's like, oh my god, these people have accepted me. They've taken me in. No questions asked. I don't even, care about my past. He's like, this is going to be easy. There's not going to be any problems here. And then he has his first day at work and then through some very comedic and hilarious, absurd things, comes to realise at the end of the day that he's actually been recruited and trapped into an Australian-based scamming organisation.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of like The Office, I guess, a comedy of The Office, but it is scammers. So essentially he becomes trapped in this ultimatum where he has to commit some fraud, some really high-end fraud on behalf of the organisation, running some malware, or the organisation will actually set him and his wife up to end up in jail for the rest of their lives, and their child will end up in the hands of the state. So he goes on this mission essentially to be able to clear his name and bring down the Chester's organisation.
I think this story is perfectly fits into the current situation of Austrian being scammed by scammers every year.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So he essentially goes in and he starts scamming the scammers. And I guess his backstory, and what I like about Sean's character and having this backstory to him, is growing up with migrant parents, having to be oftentimes the one that interprets on behalf of his family, sometimes put him in a situation where his mother wondered whether or not he was being honest with her. And so him being accused of this fraud, which he didn't do, and being treated as if he, is this dishonest person, actually brings back those memories of his childhood. Proving the world wrong that he isn't dishonest really is attached to the way that he feels about what his mother thinks about him.
So this is a story for 6 episodes.
Yes, 6 to 8 episodes. Okay. Only the first episode's been written. The story structure for the other episodes is there, but we're at those beginning stages where I'll be looking to access some funding to be able to write those other episodes in a writer's room. So bringing on writers who are in the comedy space, but also if we could access someone who is Hmong, who is into comedy writing as well, we would love to be able to bring that element as well, to make sure that everything that we are writing is obviously authentic and is the voice of the Hmong community.
Yeah. Thank you very much for that. So how can you turn this story into a comedy series? That's very curious.
So at this stage, I've done a proof of concept short film, which is about to go into the short film circuit. Okay. Unfortunately, we weren't able to be in contact with a Hmong actor for that, which is a bit disappointing. But we finished this proof of concept film, which then we will start going and reaching out to other producers. And then obviously the streaming platforms, whether, SBS, ABC, all the, national broadcasters, as well as looking at other platforms like, Stan or, Netflix or something like that,
So that is your objective. Like if you can complete the project, that's where the place that you want to broadcast or publish your story.
Yes. Absolutely, yeah. Okay. And definitely be able to film and produce, have all the production happen here in North Queensland, which is really important. We have a new studio that's being built here through Screen Queensland Studios. It started up here, so they're repurposing an old Bunnings building to create the studio, which is due to open the beginning of next year. So, ideally we would have, we would be able to shoot the whole thing in North Queensland, and that would be really exciting to be able to do a North Queensland story shot in North Queensland, yeah.
Wonderful. In terms of budgeting and funding, is your organisation a private or public advocates, privately owned, and how you're going to deliver these projects to the Austrian public?
So for the end, we would want to either be on a some sort of streaming service or a national broadcaster. Yeah. Ideally, that would be the end game for that to happen. For the short film that we've recently done, the proof of concept, that would be on a short film circuit, so you'd actually have to go to a film festival to be able to watch that one, if it were selected. But ideally, the main objective for the 6-part or 8-part series that we're building, that it will end up living on a streaming service on some sort of platform like that. Yeah.
Okay. How come you come up with this idea of our comedy series and thinking about Hmong community? Because like you said, very few Hmong members are in the comedy series. There are some of the comedy series which includes some of Asian community, especially probably Chinese, Vietnamese, other North Asian, but not Hmong community. But why Hmong community?
Because we really was around that diversity discussion, and I didn't feel authentic in saying, okay, well, let's just have someone from Asian descent in that role. That didn't feel authentic to me, especially being in North Queensland. But knowing and where I grew up and growing up with so much, you know, Hmong people my age and all through, you know, all through primary school and all through secondary school, that felt like the authentic piece that was North Queensland. And it is a very like small community. However, you know, it's always struck me as being a community that is always really warm, very happy, and, you know, these tight bonds within their community as well. And that's always fascinated me. And I've just always loved that community. And I just feel that that was more of an authentic, as a writer, more authentic for me to be able to have that character as Hmong, as opposed to, rather than just having someone Asian, if that makes sense. It just, yeah, it didn't sit right with me. So, yeah, I was really drawn to having that character as Hmong.
Okay, so Hmong man is just the main character, but you have other diverse actors, characters within the comedy series as well, yes?
Yes, absolutely, okay. Yeah. So being that it is based around that this kind of scamming organisation, which really is this fake kind of world, it really is a mishmash of all sorts of different people. We have a young man who is in their short film as well, who lives with Down syndrome, who is very incredibly talented actor as well, who plays a part. We have all sorts of roles within that as well, you know, looking at the transgender community as well. So it really is a really lovely way to be able to bring through that diversity in the space because it's make-believe. We can make this imaginary world whatever we want, which is, I think, the fun thing about comedy is that you can bring in all of these elements and have people, yeah, just laugh together, which I think is what brings people together.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. How have the Hmong community respond to your inquiries in the very early stage?
It was very quiet, and I think there was some shyness with that as well. Again, you know, we've already touched on this, is that there's no representation on screen of the Hmong community, so that's kind of understandable. But as time has gone by, I've had more people reach out to me, and in fact, I had another lady that I went to school with. She contacted me last week and she said, oh, I'm not male, but we went to school together. I'd be really interested in that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. And I think that's really, that's encouraging to see that more people are reaching out and saying, oh, okay, this is definitely a space that that I think that can be encouraged, I think, is Hmong, you know, progressing into the creative industries and into the arts and having the push to be represented on screen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Do you want to leave a message, a simple message to Hmong community or anyone who might be interested in your comedy series?
As I mentioned, we're still in the very early stages of this concept, but I would say get out there and get into community groups if you can and get some experience in acting. Whether it be theatre, whether it be doing some acting classes, doing some short films yourself, getting a better understanding of that. And then hopefully by the time we're ready to press go on this, we have that kind of engagement and people who are really interested in doing that. And I always encourage people to go into the arts. I think it's fantastic. and we would love to see that representation. So any sort of work that you can do now will definitely set you up that hopefully we can really use those services in the future.
Okay. Thank you very much, Yana Dryden, for sharing your story with SBS Radio Hmong program.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you. Samlong sa si jong nan zi lo, mlong taon da Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify la ya lu jo podcast platform tao.